He got out all those Alan Lomax field recordings of everybody in the world, and he was happy to share these songs with all of us. And this is a song that you probably have heard in other hands, and this is Eric's. Eric was the person that kind of unearthed it by a fellow named Sin Killer Griffin.
Well, Gaveston had a seawall to keep the water down, but the high tide from the ocean spread the water over the town. They give warning. I said, you better leave this place. But no one thought of leaving until death stared them in the face. That was 15 years ago. A death stood a stone at my mother. With death she had to go. The sea began rolling. The ships they could not stand. I heard the captain crying. Please save a drowning man. But the tracks give away from the ocean. The trains, they went on down. Yeah, Jeff, your hands are clammy. You got them on my knee. Ah, you throw out a stone at my mother. Hey, come back after me. And wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty began to blow. He rode out on a train of horses. I cried, death won't let me go. And wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm with the water? Wasn't that a mighty storm? Blew the people all away. People that strived and drowned since died most every way. Yeah.
Pure Passion, Eric von Schmidt. I can't say enough about him. I've spent many, 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 many happy hours in his company. And he was always teaching you something and always taking you somewhere. And it was never dull. So he was really a master to a lot of us in this scene. And as I say, we would be over at his house almost every night and soaking up this music. And he gave us so much. Here's another one you've probably heard before. That's just gorgeous. Eric von Schmidt in a quiet moment there. And he could just be as powerful quiet as he could be loud. And as I say, we were all kind of learning from him. And I suppose one of his most famous students was not from Cambridge, but he came up there from time to time, was part of our community in a certain way, and kept coming back for more. Bob Dylan.
My first heard this from Rick von Schmidt. He lives in Cambridge. Rick's a blues guitar player. I met him one day in the green pastures of Harvard University. let me follow you down. Baby, let me follow you down. Well, I'd do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me follow you down. Can I come home with you? Baby, can I come home with you? Yes, I'd do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me come home with you. Baby, let me follow you down. Baby, let me follow you down. Well, I'd do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me follow you down. Let me follow you down.
Ah, Bob Dylan there, one of Eric's apt students. And let's just move on with another one of his students. This was a young college student at Harvard, Tom Rush. And Tom was also coming into this world and had his ears open and really was responding to the country blues material that Eric and other people were turning him on to. And here's a song that he has really made his own. It's a Book of White number, the Panama Limited.
Song about a train. It's called the Panama Limited. Panama Limited, she's a train, runs from Washington, D.C. down on to New Orleans. That train, she's a special streamline, you know, and she's fast. That train's so fast, the hobos don't mess with that train. They just stand by the track with their hat in their hand. A girl, she was leaving one morning on that train. She got up singing and crying. She said, "Daddy, hey, and I hate to go. Hey, 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 hey. Walking on down Union Depot, way off in the distance, she heard a train whistle blowing. She asked me, was that the Panama Limited? I said, no, babe, that's a local freight. She said, how can you tell? I said, well, they blow a little bit different. Local freight, she blows like this. Panama Limited, she blows a little bit more lonesome. Blows a little bit like this. Thank you. said, what time is train time? I said, I don't know anything about train time, babe. I'm just hanging around trying to make a few dimes. She got up singing and crying. She said, Daddy, all right the way you turned me down. Hey, Mama ain't got a dime. She went running on ahead down Union Depot. And I went running after to beg forgiveness for the words I'd said. I got down the bottom of Union Depot steps. I looked up ahead, and there she was all the way up on top of the steps. And I called her name. When she heard me call her name, she turned back, and she called back to me over her left shoulder. She said, too late, too late, too late, too late. Hey, Mama gonna leave you now. Just then you hear the Panama Limited blowing 36 miles out of Memphis, Tennessee. Running up the depot agent, she asked him what time train time was. He said, you go lean your head down on the track, babe, and when you hear the rail popping, you know train time won't be long. She went over and she leaned her head down against the cold steel rail, and she could hear the Panama Limited coming in. Singing and crying. She said, Daddy, I hate to leave my home. Hey, and I believe I'll lose my mind. I went over to her, you know, and put my arms around her. Stood there for a while, and pretty soon the Panama Limited, she's out on the edge of town. All the way in Union Depot, you can hear when the engineer's coming down on a crossing. It cuts down on the air brakes, it sounds like this. She's up singing and crying. She said, Daddy, I may never see your face no more. Hey, Mama ain't got a home. Soon out of Panama Limited, she's coming on in the station. Engineer, he's bringing her in fast, but he's slowing down. He's sitting way up high there in the peak seat. He keeps pulling on the bell rope. The bell keeps on tone. Sound like this. gone everywhere but home.
Tom Rush there with the Panama Limited.